For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What up, though, Ball Hawk Show?
Yeah. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Brick layers and ball shorts, coaching from the side of the ball court. If you know, you know. One stop like a Walmart, we got the tennis balls for the wrong sport. If you know, you know. If you know about the carport, them trap doors supposed to be awkward. If you know, you know. That's the reason we ball for. Circle round twice for the encore. If you know, you know.
What up, 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 do? Welcome to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. I'm your host, Ahmad Hawkins, better known as the Ball Hawk, as we recap this latest game for the Virginia Cavaliers versus the Duke Blue Devils. Got to recap that game. It was a fun game to be a part of yesterday at 12:30. It was a little rainy, but it was a fun game to witness. And I know everybody that was in attendance had a good time, but this is episode 913 of the Ball Hawk Show. Appreciate everybody that's tuning in, whether you on Anchor, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Podbean, Google. I don't really upload my episodes to YouTube anymore just because I play copyrighted music and copyrighted like movie scenes. So it gets flagged and taken down and could possibly get a strike. And I'm just not in the mood to be trying to rebuild my YouTube channel like it was a couple years ago. But you find different ways to get your product out there. So this is what it is, the podcast platforms. I definitely appreciate that. If you want to support the Ball Hawk Show podcast, there is a support button on anchor.fm. When you search the Ball Hawk Show and you go to the main page, you hit that support button and you can support from 99 cent to $9.99. Everything is appreciated. So that's just what it is, man. Also, shout out to my sponsors, Aber Insurance. Go to Aber Insurance for all your insurance needs. That's home, business, auto. The great people at Aber Insurance. That's aberinsurance.net. And when you go to the site, make sure you check out what they have available and it fits your budget. Or you could call toll-free 866-985-3558. And it will take care of all your insurance needs. That's home, business, auto, and life insurance. The great people at Able. Also, if you don't know, I have a promo code for Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com. Type in the promo code TheBallHawkShow. Go purchase you the new Performance Package 4.0 plus Peak Hygiene Plan. The kit includes the Lawnmower 4.0, the Weed Whacker, the Crop Preserver, the Crop Reviver, and the Magic Mat. Free gifts is the Shed Travel Bag and the Manscaped Anti-Chafing Boxers. Go get all those. It's $119.99, and when you type in my promo code, it drops to like $90, $92. But it's 20% off with the Ball Hawk Show promo code. That's manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. Because they say balls at Manscaped. So, what we're going to start off with today. So, I had to take it back. So, I get appreciate everybody that's been reaching out through AhmadHawkins.com and utilizing the contact us section. I'm getting requests for music now also, which I love that. That's letting me know people are truly engaged and they get excited for the podcast. Always keep the questions coming. Always keep the feedback coming and what you would like for me to talk about. As far as the game from yesterday or the preview of the next game or the coach's show. Salute to everybody that's been congratulating me on that gig. doing that the rest of the year, and hopefully until I'm done doing this job. Nah, I'm just playing, but take it step by step. But yeah, man, I'm getting music requests, and got a lot of variety. But this one right here, somebody said, you know, they wanted me to play some Jay-Z, and I was like, yo, I remember that mashup album Jay-Z did with Linkin Park. And this is one of my favorite songs right here. This wasn't a request, though, but this is a song that I just like, you know what? You wanted to hear some Jay-Z, I'm going to give you a mashup, because this song used to just get me going, and this allowed me to pull up the stats and stuff like that. Most of the time I use the music to get me right mentally and also with my stats and the film and stuff like that. Somebody said, why you don't do that beforehand? That's how I do it. Like, I listen to the music. It's like an interlude or a transition. And the young boy is still sending me music. I thought I'd say that to the end for them. But, yeah, man, this is a song I picked to start off this podcast. This is Jay-Z and Linkin Park, Numb/Encore. This was my jam right here. I'm going to let y'all hear it. Here you go.
Yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Far too kind.
Yeah.
Ready?
Can I get an encore? Do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn boys. So for one last time, I need y'all to roll.
Yeah.
Now what the hell are you waiting for? After me, there should be no more. So for one last time, make some noise.
It's not a long song. It's not a long song. Let's go. Let's go.
Well, you know fresher than whole. Riddle me that. The rest of y'all know where I'm lyrically at. Can none of y'all mirror me back? Yeah, hear me rap, it's like hand G rapping his prime. I'm young H.O., rap's Grateful Dead. Back to take over the globe, now break bread. I'm in Boeing jets, Global Express. Out the country, but the blueberries still connect. On the low, but the yacht got a triple deck. But when you young, what the you expect? Yep. Grand opening, grand closing. Bam, your manhole, crack the can open again. Who you gonna find open in him with no pen? Just draw inspiration. Who you gonna see? You can't replace him with cheap imitations of these generations. Encore, do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn boys. So for one last time, I need y'all to roll.
Yeah.
Now what the hell are you waiting for? After me, there should be no more. So for one last time, make some noise. Look what I made for you. Knew if I paid my dues, how will they pay you? When you first come in the game, they try to play you. Then you drive a couple of hits, look how they wave to you. From R.C. to Madison Square, to the only thing that matters is just a matter of years. As fate would have it, Jay status appears to be at an all-time high. Perfect time to say goodbye. When I come back like Jordan, we're in the 4-5. It ain't to play games with you, it's to aim at you. Probably maim you. If I owe you, I'm blowing you to smithereens. Set the take one for your team, and I need you to remember one thing.
I came, I saw, I conquered.
For record sales,
for sold out concerts.
Come up, you want this encore. I need you to scream to your lungs.
Come on. Switch.
I'm tired of being
time to
what
switch.
You want me to be.
Uh-huh.
Feeling so faithless.
Uh-huh.
Lost under the surface.
Gotta get some more volume right
don't
here.
Don't know what you're expecting of me. But under the pressure of walking in your shoes.
Yeah, that's a jam right there. All right, man, I gave y'all 3 minutes. That song right there, man. I don't know about y'all, but you got. I know you. Even if you don't like rock and roll, even if you don't like rap, even if you don't like whatever you genre you want to put it in, you hear that song, that gets you in good spirits right there. And I thought it was fitting for the Cavs. As far as, like, defensively, what you've been saying, like, you get numb to a team generating big runs, big pass plays, 200 yards rushing. You become numb to it because you like, at the end of the day, I just want to see the team win. And then after the, and then after the performance you saw them put on, you want an encore. So I was like, yo, that's just the football gods talking to me when I was going through all my songs through my iTunes. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. I ain't heard this song in a minute, and it's fitting. So we're going to jump into the stats. This is the stats portion of the show. Let me, do we need any back? We don't need no background music, do we? No, we don't need no background music. Let's go to the stats. So first of all, first stat I want to put out there was a home game at Scott Stadium. The attendance, 38,489 people. The attendance was 38,489 people for a 12:30 game versus ACC foe. All right. The score was 48-0. Wahoos won. 10 points in the first quarter, 24 in the second quarter, then 7-7 to end the game. When we go into team stats, Duke had 18 first downs. UVA had 29 first downs. Duke had 8 first downs via rushing, 10 from passing, 0 through penalty. UVA had 7 rushing, 19 passing, and 3 penalty. Through penalties. Net rushing yards. Duke came in averaging over 200 yards rushing the game. UVA came in giving up over 200 yards rushing the game, if I'm not mistaken. Duke ended up with 110 yards rushing. Got to get a round of applause for that. We held them to 110 yards rushing. They had 35 rush attempts, averaged 3.1 yards an attempt. As a team, UVA had 164 yards on just 33 attempts. Wait, not just 33 attempts. We had 33 attempts. 5 yards a rush. Through the air, we had 364 yards. They had 215 yards. We threw the ball 46 times. They threw the ball 46 times. So we got a team that's run heavy that had 99 more rushes than they had passes coming into this game. And they threw the ball just as many times as we did. I would say we, by UVA standards, we were balanced. 46 passes, 33 rushes. Pretty much balanced. We averaged 14.6 yards per completion. That's explosive. I'll take that. 528 total yards for UVA, 325 total yards for Duke. We ran 79 plays. They ran 81 plays. We averaged 6.7 yards per play. They averaged 4 yards per play. We had 5 penalties for 25 yards. They had 8 penalties for 85 yards. So the penalties went down a lot. And a lot. We had 3 punts. They had 5 punts. We averaged 51.7 yards per punt. Net yards per punt was 43.3. 2 punts of 50 yards plus for us. Time of possession was pretty much even. 30 minutes, 47 seconds for us. 29 minutes, 13 seconds for them. I always say time of possession is all about what do you do with the time of possession. Like, you can hold the ball all game, but if you're not scoring points, it's null and void, in my opinion. Because if I only need 3 minutes with the football and I'm scoring and you dominated the time of possession, it doesn't mean anything. You know, a lot of times you have to put things in context where you say, yo, I want to see us dominate the football in the time of possession. It's like, okay, but you do want to see points, right? You don't want to see us methodically move the ball down the field, get to like the 30, 40, and then miss a field goal. And then 2, 3, 4 plays, your opponent scores, and then you methodically move the ball down. You know, I'm beating the dead horse. You know what I mean. Third down conversions was a little concerning to me. As a team, we were only 3 of 11. They were 7 of 17, and I'll go through the first. I'm going to do something different. I'm going to start doing first 10 defense, first 10 on offense. I think I did that already, but I think that's fun to, you know, review the first 10 plays of offense and then review the first 10 plays of defense. Red zone scores and chances, we were 8 of 8. 6 of those were touchdowns. 2 of those were field goals. They were 0 of 3. They were 0 of 3. Red zone scores and chances. We know our field goal defense has been superb, and they another team missed another chip shot, and it hit the goalpost yet again. They had 3 sacks. We had 1 sack. And individual stats, Mateo Durant, the running back from Duke, came in averaging 130 yards a game. We held him to 82 yards on 17 carries. The 17 carries was the second least. Versus North Carolina A&T, he had 15, but they won in blowout fashion. So I think this is the first time he's played in a game. But this was the first time this year in which it wasn't a blowout win, and he was held to under 100 yards because he only had like 45 yards on 15 carries versus North Carolina A&T, but they won in runaway fashion. Devin Darrington led the way for us, 5 rushes for 60 yards and a touchdown. Jay Woolfolk, who I call Russell Wilson 2.0, he had 5 carries for 38 yards. Brennan Armstrong, 8 carries for 34 yards. Factor in the 3 sacks, he really had just 5 carries. It was good to see him being utilized on design runs, and I'll discuss that on the offensive breakdown. Wayne Talapapa just had 5 carries for 19 yards. Ronnie Walker Jr., 2 carries for 8 yards and a touchdown. Jacob Rodriguez, 2 carries, 5 yards. Keaton, 2 carries for 1 yard. I mean, not 1 yard. 2 carries for 5 yards and a touchdown. Whoa. He do got 2 carries for 1 yard. Why they got Keaton down? Oh, they count the flip that he got as a reception. That's what it was. All right. So, yeah, it is 2 carries for 1 yard and a touchdown. And then Ira Armstead had 3 carries for 0 yards because he gained 7 and lost 7. Gunnar Holmberg for Duke, 30 for 24, 134 yards, 2 interceptions, no touchdowns, sack 1 time. Riley Leonard was 8 of 12 for 81 yards for them when he came in late. Brendan Armstrong, 25 of 45, 364, 2 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. Receiving, their leading receiver coming in was Jake Bobo. We limited him to just 4 catches for 30 yards. Tay Wicks returned from his concussion, 7 catches, 125 yards, 1 touchdown. Billy Kemp, 6 catches, 65 yards. Jelani Woods, 5 catches, 58 yards and a touchdown. Keaton, 3 catches, 47 yards. Starlin, 2 catches, 25 yards. Rashawn Henry, 1 catch, 25 yards. Malachi Fields, 1 catch, 19 yards. Tay had a long of 27. Billy had a long of 23. Jelani had a long of 16. Keaton had a long of 19. Starlin had a long of 18. Henry had a long of 25. And Malachi Fields had a long of 19. There you go. That's it. Get to the defense. Nick Jackson led the way, 11 tackles, 1 sack, 4 tackles for a loss. That's hunting. He was hunting. Nick Jackson, who started at corner this game and played safety as well, 7 tackles and a pass breakup. Hunter Stewart, 6 tackles. Elliott Brown, 5 tackles. Wes Weeks, 5 tackles, 1 pass breakup. Noah Taylor, 5 tackles, a half a tackle for a loss, 1 pass breakup, 1 quarterback hurry. Joey Blunt, welcome back, Joey. 4 tackles, half a tackle for a loss, interception for 14 yards. Fall down on the ground and celebrate, Joey. That's what we do when we get a pick. Josh Ahern, 4 tackles, tackle for a loss, forced fumble. Mandy Alonso, 4 tackles. T.C. Harrison, 3 tackles, fumble recovery. Jonas Sanker, 3 tackles. The juggernaut, Jameer Carter, 3 tackles. Aaron Famui, 3 tackles, half a tackle for a loss. James Jackson, 3 tackles. Antonio Mouthpiece, I knock it out, 3 tackles, 1 fumble recovery. Gula Ogunleye, Two tackles, Darius Bratton. Two tackles, two pass breakups for Darius Bratton due to Darius Bratton face. Devontae Cross, two tackles and a pick. Joshua White, two tackles. Elijah Gain, two tackles. Coin King, two tackles. And Chase Chalmers with a tackle. Those are your stats and individual stats this portion of the Ball Hawk Show. Now, who should we start off with today? Huh? Should we start off with the offense? Should we start off with the defense? Let's see. Who are we going to start off with? We're going to start out with the defense, man. Let's give it up for the defense. So let me go ahead. I already got it pulled up. But we're going to get the defense on the line. Let me just say this about the defense. Boy, y'all played like everybody. Nobody thought y'all going to play this good. Well, my man Matt on Twitter did say that y'all was going to hold them to under 150 yards rushing. Even though he didn't write rushing down. So salute to him. And it came out true. Y'all held them to 100. What did I say they held him under? 110. 110 yards rushing. Let me give you some post-game notes before I get to the defense. UVA is 9-3 in his last 12 games. Tied for the best mark amongst ACC teams. Virginia has won 7 straight meetings against Duke. UVA is 16-6 against the Blue Devils since 2000. The Cavaliers scored 34 points in the first half, the most in the ACC game since 2004 against North Carolina. Mateo Durant, who ranked second in ACC in rushing, came to the game, accumulated 82 yards on the ground, only the second time this season he was held to under 100. Oh, I said that already. All right. We know about Brandon and moving up the – look, Brandon moving up all the passing. I want to get to the defense. Let me – look. It's been so much we've been talking about the defense. I'm about to get into my undivided attention right now. This podcast may just be about the defense. We may not even talk about the offense. We talk about them so much and praise them so much. I'm going to just give the defense praise. They pitched out a shutout, baby. They pitched a shutout. Huh? Who would have thought they would have held a team who scores over 30 points a game, who rushes for over 200 yards a game, that they will hold them to 0 points, to a little over 300 yards of total offense. And especially when it started raining, because you know when it rained, what they start doing? They start heishing downhill, being nice and physical when they run the ball. So let's go play number one for the defense. I'm like, oh, they got Nick Grant at corner. Cypress is out. Nick back at corner. What did they do? They go right at Nick Grant with a little bench route. Nick does a good job with a slow pedal, understanding that he's trying to stem him. He shuffles, gets head up with the receiver and anticipates a corner route. Nick knows that the bench route is coming. Bench corner route is the same. He knows that the bench route is coming. Within 3 steps of the receiver stemming him, he knew the bench was coming. He was all over this. And good job by Coin King on rerouting them, sinking. A lot of times when guys reroute, they just stay on the same plane, but he sunk with the receiver at an angle. Nice by Coin King. If you're going to be a help defender, really help. You know what I'm saying? And Nick with a great close. Oh, that was a great close. So we start off with a pass breakup that gets you going. I mean, because a lot of people feel like he got pulled. Like, we don't know if Nick got hurt last game, but it seems like after the second series, he didn't play anymore, and Coin King is playing that safety. So the more you can do, the more you stay on the field. Well, Nick can play corner as well. Cypress ain't playing. It's between Darius Bratton and Nick. They put Nick on the floor. The court. So here we go. Second play. They come out in ace. Basically come in the same formation that Louisville was running against us, that Miami ran against us. And what do they run? The same plays that Miami and Louisville ran. Stretch towards the H. The H back is stacked right behind the tackle. How are we going to attack it? Manny gets a great get off. Instant penetration. Whoa. Instant penetration up the backfield. And look at look at Ahearn. So Ahearn got to start at inside backer. And when I tell you he looked like Zane right here, because Zane was one of them dudes, once he saw ball, he went to get ball and he was going to hit ball. Ahearn's ability to identify flow and get there, because coach always said, get there, get there, get there. Well, he got there. Because all we want is a reaction. Manny got the first reaction from Mateo Durant. Instead of him getting his shoulder square up the field, he had to take him towards the sideline. That's the first win. Understanding that Coin King is on the outside, Ahearn stays in the appropriate gap. Coin King does a great job coming downhill. He confronts the H. Manny gets off so viciously that the guard can't go second level up to Ahearn. So Ahearn has him beat. He gets skinny. He drops his hips. Carter does a good job of playing down the line of scrimmage. He's recognizing floor away from him. Nick Jackson is clean. The center tries to confront him. So when the center bumps off of Jameer Carter, what does Jameer do? He makes sure that the guard that's blocking him is beat. And once the center goes up to Nick, now Jameer is free. And look who makes a tackle. Jameer. Well, he spun away from Jameer. But Noah Taylor from the backside outside backer. He's outside on a slot receiver. His flow was faster this game compared to what it was versus Louisville. He learned. Boom. Who's there to clean it up? Noah is. This was the play that scored on us, versus Miami and had a big gain in which Darius Bratton had to. Dog, this is the same exact. Let me pause the music so y'all can hear me. Do y'all realize football is a copycat biting league? Whatever somebody does to you and successful, they will install it and do it to you the next game. You just can't say, well, this team don't run that, so we good. Hell no, they gonna put it in. Whoa. They gonna install it. So Duke, they first run play, they did the exact same run that Miami and Louisville did that garnered 50 yards per play in which they ran it. And we fixed it. How? Our backers. The tempo, the speed in which they played. Instead of trying to read and react, they made the offense react to their read. That's a ball. You see what I did there? Instead of reading and reacting, you make them read off your reaction. Huh? Huh? Man, hey, Mandy's jump. And for Mui, even when they scored last week on Louisville, Fumui had a good jump like Manny in the penetration. It was just a slow flow. It was a slow flow from my backside backer. This week, there is no slow flow. It's, oh, they flow flowing. That's how you look, man. That's what you do. That's what you do. You got to get an effort. Without effort, there is no reward. Give me the effort. The effort is there now. Give me the speed in which we anticipate. In other words, they showed me they practice at this tempo. Because Noah, just the way Noah is flowing to the ball from a slot, and I know I'm harping on this play for a long time, but this set the tone. This let me know that we was going to be straight defensively. Because this kid has a huge cutback lane. Jameer confronts him, but he spins out of that. If Noah's not flowing as fast as he is, he has the bead on Joy. And meaning Joy's not in a wrong gap. It's just the cutback lane is so superior. So that let me know right there. Put the music back on, Petty Hawk. Thank you, DJ Petty Hawk. All right, third play. They look to the sideline. It's 3rd and 7. Let's see what they run. They run levels backside. But instead of running two ends, they ran a short out and a dig over the ball. I will say this. Anytime, and I noticed this about Elliot, I would say to Elliot, anytime you're dropping, I would actually encourage you to find the nearest crosser. Like, identify the nearest crosser and then drop at their depth versus trying to read the quarterback's eyes, because the quarterback is Medusa. He's going to freeze you. But I will always try to feel where the crosser, the depth of the crosser is at, and make sure I work from that depth. But I think this is just a good play by Bobo and Coach Cutcliffe. That's a good play call right here. Because they knew it was going some type of combo zone. And I don't know if Gucci Mane, nah, yeah, they're in the short zone in the field because Gucci Mane's square. I will say that, well, Nick, he did as much as he could do from the depth he was at. He good close. So they got the first down right there. We went to our speed group, so we got Noah on the outside. We actually put... I just had a brain fart. Oh, we actually dropped. Oh, we sent Weeks, though. We sent Weeks on the game. We got Noah come underneath. So we sent four guys. Because Stewart drops out, too. So nice little zone blitz. And we made the quarterback move, so we did get pressure. He had to move off his plane, and he found Bobo, a big target. Ooh, good hit by Nick, though. Good God. Nick Grant bit his chin off. The four play is first and 10. They come out on the ace trips with the Y in front of the back. Fake inside zone. Noah reads it. He comes up. He closes, and Nick Jackson closes. Ooh-wee. And then Mandy feels... I think he knocks, he makes the kid fumble, I believe. So Mandy comes from his end position, understand that it is a field side bubble screen or a tunnel screen, and that's just good hustle. Yeah, the kid did fumble, but he got it back. It's the fifth play on defense. Then H trips again with the Y off. Inside is a penalty. Now they're empty. Four receivers to the field, one in the boundary. Nick anticipates some type of quick throw to the slot receiver because he shoots. So that's film study right there. Noah does a good job of playing in between. It's a cover sack, really. And he just threw it to the guy, the short guy, which is the back. Nick does a great job of tackling him one-on-one. That was taken care of. So that was on 2nd and 13 right there. It's 3rd and 10. I was frustrated this first drive, though. We couldn't get off the field on third downs. See how many guys we sent in a rush. We sent four guys. We didn't run any games. It was just, well, I think we tried to run the game with Ahern and the Juggernaut. This play took a long time to develop. Now, see, I would say when Coin King rerouted the receiver for Nick Grant. Once he rerouted it, he took the deep angle. I think Devontae, when his first initial two steps went flat, that hurt him. I think if Devontae would have rerouted and went and sunk, like anytime you rerouting, I always feel like, I always taught, as you reroute, you sink. Let that momentum take you with them, because you got to know down the distance as well. There's no immediate threat, really. The immediate threat that did come out that was short, Noah takes him. So if I'm Devontae, I'm sinking to that bench area. Just a good throw by the quarterback, because they ran a go with a bench. Clear out outside corner. Try to work the slot. Good throw. So another third down conversion for them on that drive. That's the second one. They try to run the inside zone. Boom. We kill that. Let's see this from the end zone. Famui does a great job of sliding down. Ahern does an absolutely great job of just blowing it up. Step up and be physical. Yeah, buddy. Step up and be physical. And the fact that Famui slides down, he decreases the crease. So it's nowhere for Mateo Durant to go. Nick Jackson is waiting. Jameer Carter, thank you, sir. Thank you for identifying that it's a tandem block. The center comes to hit you. You engage with the center. You feel the guard trying to double team you to your left. The center's trying to flow to your right. And you know Nick Jackson is the gap responsible player to your right. So what do? You grab the center so he can't get to Nick. Keep Nick clean. Phenomenal right there. Thank you. That's what you do. Thank you, sir. Don't let them get to your backer. That blew the play out, because as you grab in the center, you drop down and cause a foul with the guard. So Mateo Durant has to stop his feet. And Ahern destroys him. Oh, and Manny, good God. Mandy Alonso, you savage. Yeah, Mandy been possessed since the North Carolina game where everybody came at him for being transparent. Miami Mandy. But Jameer Carter, man, phenomenal job of understanding that you're being tandem blocked and they're trying to bump up to your linebackers. That wasn't happening early in the season. We wasn't keeping our backers clean because we had a disadvantage when we got three down linemen to five linemen. You could get to the second level. So if you feel like you're being doubled and one of those guys are trying to bump to the next level, grab them. All right, they play nine. They run spot. That's a good play call. Good job, Nick. Good tackle, Nick Jackson. 31. This play scared me right here because everybody tried to play hero ball. They ran up the gut and Durant bounced to the outside. This was hero ball one-on-one that you do not do. Hold on, I didn't know that had cut that instrument. That's not an instrument. It was actually rapping. So it was 3rd and 1. Everybody goes into the B gap because the play is supposed to go there, but he bounced out to the outside. And good thing Joey was on his horse and saved us because they end up missing the field goal. This is where you got to do your 111. What are you responsible for? Like, hey, I don't know if it's Elliot. I don't know if it's Nick Grant. Nick, if you the corner on this play, and let me see from the end zone copy. Yeah, you're a corner on this play. Why are you inside of Elliot? Why? Why are you going in there? Because it looks like Elliot's supposed to collapse the C-gap. You're supposed to stay. So this is on Nick Grant, I think. Because if you the corner, we ain't supposed to be in there. No. Mm-mm. You ain't supposed to be in there. That's what they say. If you peek, yeah, don't peek. Because everybody, we played it well. We didn't need you in there, Nick. We really didn't. We didn't need you in there, dog. We need you to stay at corner. You thought you was at safety again. That's okay, though. That's okay. Your brother helped you out. Joey helped you out. It's a team sport. But do your job. And then their 10th play, they try to run a quarterback power. Ahern does a good job of taking on two blockers. Oh, look at this flow by Noah. Again, Noah from the backside flowing. He wanted to cut back. The quarterback wanted to cut back, but he saw Noah. He was like, I don't want none of that. And he just put his head down and fell. He won't no parts of 7. Because I'm talking about that cutback lane is huge. And he just saw this streak of orange coming like a bat out of you know what. And he looked up. Nah, he just fell. Nobody touched the kid. He just fell. Like, nah, I ain't saying he was scared. He just made a business decision. Like, nope, I'm good. Go ahead and fall down. These boys is hunting. Mm-mm. And then I'm going to finish this drive out. They tried a weak side boundary run, which has been giving us trouble. Good job by Anthony Johnson being the fourth guy. He declared so much that it allowed Ahern to come off his butt, and then Cohen King got to come right up to the edge. See, when you confront blockers with authority, it declares for your buddies. They know. Good hit, too, Gucci man. That's good. Ahern is really getting off. I like that, Ahern. Yeah. Yeah, we just flowed a lot better to the ball. We flowed a lot better to the ball. Now, on that third down throw, the receiver just dropped this. Now, this is what I would tell a coaching tip for Ahern. You short zone, you're a linebacker, go bite the receiver. Go hit him. Don't sit there and wait for it. Like a slot receiver, you should be salivating at the mouth. You get to punch him. Like you get to just destroy them. Because you know a safety is behind you with this formation, right? You know you short zone. You always protect your inside. The one thing you don't want is an inside throw. You don't want the inside throw. because that's a bang bang. Outside, you can rally to it. Inside, it kills defenses. So if anything, you anchor that inside leg and don't. Hey, but he'll learn. Just don't give ground. There's no need for you to give ground. Collision him, because that's a free release. That was too easy. He just dropped it. Nick Jackson might have, you know, bit his chest off, but I think that would have been a touchdown he would have caught it. And then they missed the field goal. But overall, defensively, man, I really liked our effort, our attention to detail, especially our defensive linemen. Like I told you, the nose in the 3-4, the nose is a very important part of the defense. It's the dirty man's lunch pail job. If you are one-on-one, you got to win because it's a rarity. And it's showing you they're trying to get next level to our backers. So if you don't call some type of disruption, call some type of reaction, they have the advantage second level. So I like that Jameer is understanding that his get off is causing guards to check him first. So they got a check block coming tandem him first, and then they try to go second level. Once they try to check him, he's grabbing them now. And that's allowing our linebackers to, when they are playing aggressive and coming downhill, they have a step on the lineman that if they do come second level, it's a half man now. They're almost on the back of the jersey of our backers. They could dip them. They're in that dip position where you just drop your hips. And if they block you, it should be a block in the back, you know? So that's the biggest thing that jumped out to me about our backers is that they're flowing faster. Conceptually, they're understanding what's coming to them. Like, they're understanding formation down the distance. Like, they're starting to read their keys and getting their tips. The film study is improving. The ability to retain information and translate it onto the field has gotten better. I will say Duke offense isn't as dynamic as Louisville, Carolina, or Wake Forest, like with the threat of the quarterback running. So it makes it a little easier for inside zones or stretch plays to just go right now, because the threat of the quarterback pulling it isn't as prominent. Georgia Tech is going to be a little bit different. Their quarterback can run. So your antennas, you're going to be wired differently. But Duke is a very good run football team. This is a big deal. Like, I don't want people just saying it's about time or finally or, yeah, just one game. I don't want none of that. I'm not trying to hear none of that, because they came in the second best rushing team in the ACC, and we came in as the worst. We held them to almost basically 100 yards under their average. We were 90 yards under our average as far as what we give up. Like, that's a big deal. Any way you want to slice it. The defense played phenomenal yesterday, bro. Phenomenal. And they continue to get better in increments little by little by little. I mean, even how the DBs are playing. First of all, we could just talk about tackling. Everybody's tackling well. I seen a lot of one-on-one. So I seen a lot of, like, Nick Grant made a lot of one-on-one tackles yesterday to where you could clip it and put it in the little league. You know how the NFL got the little league coaching on how to tackle? You could put some of his tackles from yesterday in those coaching clips. Usually they use the Seahawks and how they tackle. But Nick made some phenomenal tackles yesterday. One-on-one tackles. He made some Seahawk roll tackles. Nick Grant made some straight up bite your chin strap, chest plate off tackles. Like, our dudes were tackling, getting to the ball when the backups came in. You didn't see a drop off. The fact that they wanted to maintain the shutout. I told y'all, this whole episode just could be praise about the defense. And this is just not like no sympathy type stuff. Like, they earn this, man. They earn this. I'm impressed, man. Cause they've been getting hoes. Y'all been killing them on message boards and Facebooks and Twitters. Y'all been killing the defense. You've been killing them, destroying them. They could just do just a little bit. They could just do just a little bit. Like they ain't do a lot of it last game. Cause as much as we praise the other side, and the other side do a lot. What I told you in the last recap. The fact that they held to just 3 points after those two turnovers, that all, like, this is my last spill. I'm going to go to the offense. Is every time an offense stages a comeback, or a team stages a comeback, we look at the quarterback and the offense, right? Oh, the quarterback is a great, oh my God, he's a gunslinger. They do this, they do that. Oh, the offense, they did this. Oh, they was down. But when you talk about somebody was down and they came back, what does it take? Your defense got to get stops. That's why I hate the win-loss record for quarterbacks. Like, it's an ultimate team sport, period. Like, our offense can play lights out, but if a defense don't do what they're supposed to do, we'll lose. Our defense can play lights out. You remember in the past, our defense would be playing lights out, getting all these sacks, and they're like, who do we have at receiver? We don't have anybody in playmakers. Are we? Who's fast? Nobody. Y'all remember those days? Because I'm about to transition to the offense. Y'all remember those days when folks used to say, what type of playmakers do we have on offense? Do we have any speed? It sounds familiar, right? Because we always, what type of playmakers do we have in the secondary? We need to recruit some speed. It's not there. Basically, when somebody's struggling, people go to the worst of the worst just to get their point across. They do. We got speed at DB. You done seen dudes run guys down. You know what I'm saying? Nobody knew Bryce Hall was fast until Bryce Hall ran down the dude from Miami. It ain't like we out here publicizing what our DBs run in the 40. And what you run in the 40 don't mean nothing anyway. I know plenty of dudes who run 4.2s in underwear, put them in pads, they run 4.6s. That's what I always tell folks. I don't give a damn what somebody run in the 40. Real recognized, real. Anthony Poindexter was not no 4.5 guy. On the field, he was 4.4 flat. He was fast as hell. Wally Rayner wasn't fast in the 40. You put him on the football field, he was fast as hell. Kevin Coffey, who averaged damn near 25 yards a catch in 1998, won't fast, but ask a DB who check him, and somehow he ran by you. Billy McMullen was the same way. Too many times we get enamored with these postings of 40 times. You know? Just because a DB getting beat don't mean he ain't fast. His technique sucks. Most of the time, it's your technique. It ain't even your speed. You know how Dontavian gets open? His technique. You know how Rashawn Henry get open? His technique. You know how Jelani Woods get open? His technique. Billy Kemp, technique. Do they got some speed? Absolutely. But we've seen a lot of fast guys that don't get open. Seriously. I know a lot of fast receivers that just some trash can juice when it comes to their technique and how to stem and how to really run. And I know DBs who slow, who know angles of football, it just cuts you off at the interception point. And it's like, oh, that guy's so much faster than him. How's he not getting open? Because the big dummy don't know how to get open. He don't got no technique. So I say that to say this. Our backers, y'all playing faster. Your technique's getting a whole lot better. So with your technique getting better, you're flowing better. Your defensive lineman technique getting better, the whole defense is playing better. Everybody's flowing faster. As a unit, you guys are getting better. As a unit, you're trusting each other. You're knowing where the help is at. You're knowing where the force is at. You're knowing which shoulder to use. Spill. Make them cut back. Love it, man. Keep it up. All right. Let's break down the offense. Defense, I gave y'all all the podcasts. Offense ain't going to take that long. You know what I'm saying? Offense, y'all do what y'all do, man. Brandon, you the man. People want a Heisman campaign. I'm like, nah, don't do it. We ain't worried about all that. We at UVA, man. Unless we undefeated and beating top teams, we know ain't going to be no damn Heisman stuff. Come on, man. We had Ty Jerome and Kyle Guy on the boys here for basketball. They still ain't want to get in no love. You really think they're going to get a football team some love like that? Hell to the no, no, no. First play, we got twins to the field with an H. Billy motion out the backfield. So we got four receiving threats going out. Jelani Woods was lined up at tight end, a three-point stance. Run a little go action with an out. Well, no, we got a hammer route from Billy, which is a hitch. Seam route from Jelani. Seam route from Malachi. And then we just got an out route from a little short out from Wicks. Get the ball in his hand. Boom. Give it a little baby T.O. Strong got to the catch. I will say Wicks will have to start learning. I know he wants to fight for yards, but learn how to get down because sometimes he'll take unnecessary hits. You know, like once you take, you know, you go through the concussion protocol, they'll tell you start being smarter. Like, don't take too many hits. Because right here, when he's spinning and stuff, that's when you got those dudes just coming in trying to clean your clock. So that's just me just being like that big brother caring for him. Like, hey, man, start getting down a little bit. Like Torrey Holt and them boys used to. Second play, we got twins to the field. Malachi with a reduced split to the boundary. Like he's a tight end. I like that. I actually like that. Because that puts a lot of uncertainty on a corner who's playing short zone. And they playing cover two. This is a cover two killer. We run verts with a bench on the backside. Oh, no, we ran dagger. We run a dagger. So we got Jelani on the short post. And then we got Wicks on the short post. So Wicks is outside the hash. He does a good job. Staying wide and bends it in behind the linebacker in short zone in between the two safeties. And then we got Jelani attacking the middle backer in the Tampa. So when they used to run Tampa 2, the middle linebacker would drop to the middle of the goal post. But since Jelani runs this post in front of him, he takes the bait. He takes Jelani with daggers, two ends, two posts. Dagger just means in. Then you got Wicks running the post, and he settles in the hole, and Brennan does a great job of making him settle with his throw. Because if he puts a lot of air, that's telling Wicks you're clean to go across the field, but since he put on the rope, Wicks throttles down, catches in the bread basket, avoids the backer, and this time he couldn't get down, and they hit him, but that was good. I like that play call from Coach and I, both play calls. Understanding that you're in some type of zone versus this defense who's been giving up a lot of yards. Next, we've been running a lot of jet sweeps with Billy Kemp. We fake it to Billy, and guess what? We use our quarterback. Brendan Armstrong has a design run, 25 yards. That's what I want to see. We went back to our quarterback days. I think the knee brace is a placebo effect for Brendan personally because – you know, anytime I make a comment, I like to, like, I'll make a example with myself versus just throwing it out there. But I think it's placebo effect because, like, if I hurt my ankle in, like, camp or early in the year, I will continue to utilize the same treatment and get the same tape job. I had hamstring injury before early in the year. I wore the hamstring sleeve the rest of the year. I had an MCL sprain one year in the Arena League. It was, like, game 9. I wore a knee brace the rest of the year until the year was over. Quad injury with the Grand Rapids Rampage, I wore a quad wrap until the season was over. Like, even though it was healthy, it was just, oh, I forgot my wrap. Oh, I forgot my brace. And I think that's what it is with Brendan. Not saying it doesn't bother him at all anymore, but I think it's to the point to where he can function at full capacity, but he wears it because he wants to make sure that, hey, if it gets hit again, it won't regress. It won't go backwards, you know. So that's why I think he wears the Don Joy, the knee brace still. Next play, this ball got batted down. So we just won't even count that one. Is this a run play? We an ace right here. Yep, we ran the ball. Good run by Tyler Popper for 4 yards. This was the fake snap to Rodriguez. Go out, give it to Tyler Popper. This third down. I thought he had it with the spin move, but the guy did a good job of grabbing him. Then we set it for a field goal. But in the next series, we come out with a stack look. We throw it out to, ooh, that's dangerous. We got to get that block. That receiver got to get that block. He already getting coached up. Ooh, that could have been. I mean, he got enough of them, so it wouldn't be an ear hole for Billy. And he still got a good game. Malachi, he got just enough of them. Billy be making some catches. I don't know how he make, because I know he feel those dudes about to shoot their gun, as we say. The term on the football field, shoot your gun, is meaning, you know, take your shot, meaning go for the hit. And if you miss, it's okay. And then we come back next play. We run the angle route with Billy. That's a nice route. Again, Brendan's throwing him, and that safety right there, and Billy catch it, man. Billy is an NFL slot receiver. I don't care what nobody tell me. Like, I'm closed-minded with that. Ain't nothing you can tell me that's going to convince me that that dude is not an NFL slot receiver. In every essence of the word, in every essence of the build, he is a prototype, new-age slot receiver, Billy Kemp is. Somebody going to get a steal. Somebody, they not going to draft him. They're going to get him undrafted free agent so they can save some money. Somebody going to get a steal. Next play, oh, Lord. Look, man, if you see Sam 17 in the game, if I'm opposing defensive coordinator and I see 17 in the game, that's Starling, you better back your hind parts up. When I tell you that boy can float, shoo, he can fly. Dude came out and they run in cover 3. Starling just took the safety and the corner with him. And look, oh, no, the front side corner saw it. I was about to say Brendan could have let it go, but I think the front side corner would have came off. And then Brendan took off and ran. He got an 8-yard gain. That's the play I'm trying to get to. 18-yard gain right here. This is a great route by Starling. Great route. They bail, go to zone. Well, they might be in man. I don't know what type of defense they in right now. They in a blown coverage defense. So then some type of, they in quarters. They had an invert. That's what they in. Basically, they got the corners playing deep thirds. They got three safeties in. They got the two safeties coming down playing short zone. So it was like an inverted cover two. And then the middle safety steals plays the middle like it was the middle linebacker dropping in Tampa two. So it was like an invert look. Starling does a good job with a stutter go, and he bursts so fast up the field that corner takes off. Like, oh, hell no, you're not beating me. And he stops on a dime. Good throw by Brennan. Great catch by Starling. Starling's so fast, I think he could get any short route he want. If you're a DB and you see him coming downhill at you, you better take off. I want to get to the Wicks touchdown. It's not the Wicks touchdown. Yeah, now, I will say Brennan got away with a lot of throws that should have been intercepted too. I'm just keeping that him at the greatness. I'm keeping him with the greatness scoring book. He should have thrown about 3 balls that should have been intercepted. There's 3 throws he should not have made. One of them where the corner was playing cover 2, did a good job of collisioning number 1, saw him Billy coming off flat. You could tell Brennan was predetermined to go to Billy because if he sees the corner, he'll throw it to Wicks up the sideline on that same side, but he was pre-snap read, I'm going to Billy, it seemed like. But the free, I do like when they jump off sides, we take a shot, and Wicks gets interfered a lot, and they don't give him the call. Because even on this touchdown pass, it's a picture, I think it's on Chris from the Sabre took it, or did Chris take it? I think I'm going to look for it. Yeah, I think it was Chris. But he's getting interfered as he catches the touchdown. Yeah, it was Chris that took it. On his touchdown catch, you can see the kid grabbing his shoulder before the ball is even coming down close to his fingertips. But anyway, made a great catch right there. Overall, offensively, because I feel like this podcast is going too long. But offensively, though, I do want to say I do like that we Double D can run the ball. 2-6 can run the ball downhill, baby. Give him any type. Just give him downhill runs. I like how each back is different. Like Ronnie's different than 2-6. 2-6 different than Tyler Papa. Tyler Papa is different from 7. Like, they bring their own spice into the gumbo bowl, you know? But we're a passing team. But I'm glad that when we do run the ball, it's successful. And our linemen are getting low and nasty. Because I know it got to be difficult for them from catching, then being able to fire off. Because it's different footwork, different mindset. Like, you can still be nasty when you're pass blocking. But the footwork is different. You know, so it's all about rhythm. If you're in the rhythm of going one way and then they're like, oh, let's start doing this, you're going to need a couple plays to really get back into the groove. But offensively, man, I was really impressed at our ability to still throw at a high level in the rain. That doesn't go unnoticed. We were still slinging that pill, and it was raining in front of that 38,000 that toughed it through the rain. You know what I'm saying? Salute to my man Anthony Poindexter. Salute to the Groundbreakers. It was an honor introducing those five great gentlemen along with the great Al Groh. Just recognizing them, that if it wasn't for those five gentlemen taking advantage of that opportunity back in 1970, it wouldn't be people like myself that would have been afforded the opportunity to take advantage of the resources that the University of Virginia has to offer through football. So, definitely appreciate the Groundbreakers. Brendan Armstrong is on a tear. Our offense is on a tear. It's a full collective effort. Tay Wicks has been phenomenal, man. Like, damn near 100 yards every time he plays a full game. Jelani Woods is just an absolute monster. Keaton Thompson, bruh, you just do what you do. It's so unassuming, but you are definitely the Cordell Patterson of UVA. You are a football player. Billy Kemp, I already talked about him. Rashawn Henry, I think he's a pro. I think everybody we have is a pro on the outside. It just amazed me, like, years, like, I want to say probably about 3 years ago or four. Maybe it was 4 years ago. Or it might have been 5. I don't know. But I remember how folks like, do we have any dynamic playmakers? Do we have anybody that can scare you on the outside? Who's going to scare teams? Who's going to do this? It's funny, man, how things come full circle. And it's a great thing. It's a great thing to just for the coaches and for the athletes to search, shut the hell up, juice, and be like, I'm a playmaker. We got a lot. You know, the people who doubted Brendan when he became a starter. Oh, he can't do this. He can't, because he had his struggles. And now they're singing his praises. That's sports. That's sports. That's why I always tell folks on Twitter, man, you don't hit send on every feeling that you get. Everything you feel and you think about don't got to be put into characters and followed by tweet. Just want to let y'all know, man, sometimes keep your little thoughts to yourself. Because that's what they are. They like emotional thoughts. Keep them to yourself. Because don't, you know, Petty Hawk be glad to serve you some shut the hell up juice on behalf of the player that you were criticizing the most. He'd be happy to serve you. But that's all I got for you, man. You know the motto, good is in me or great. Be great in everything that you do. Never let nobody tell you you can't do what you set your mind out to. Shout out to the defense, man. Shout out to y'all for the way you perform, the way you've been responding each and every week, trying to get better and better each and every week. It don't stop. You got this shutout. Now the expectation is going to go through the roof. You got to know. You got to regroup. You got to build upon what you demonstrated, and you still have a lot of growing to do. Offensively, Brendan, you still got to get smarter with some of your throws. Sometimes take those little short hammer routes, man, instead of being so comfortable in the pocket. Sometimes, man, just get it out. But, hey, You on the tear, brother. So who the hell am I to tell you you should still do this? Don't listen to me. I'm just saying, my brother, sometimes just get rid of the ball because your boy want to see you keep slicing and dicing. But appreciate everybody that's been following the Ball Hawk Show podcast, sharing my podcast. Salute to everybody that's been using the contact us on AmonHawkins.com and sending their questions, sending their requests, sending their music requests, all that good stuff, man. Damn, I'm overjoyed by the support. And make sure you tune in Tuesday, 7:06, Coach's Corner on the Virginia Sports Radio Network, Facebook Live on the Virginia Cavaliers Facebook group, and also the UVA Sports app, because we're going to be recapping the game, doing the fantastic questions, previewing the player that's going to join us for the week, and we're going to be having some fun at BJ's Restaurant and Brew House, man. So I'm out of here. I'm off my soapbox. I just wanted to get the defense all the love and the praise because I think they fully deserve it, man. So, peace.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.